Okay, we are joined by the winners of today's 9th Annual Gander Outdoors 150, the driver of the number 51 Cessna Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports. That's Kyle Busch and the crew chief, Mike Hillman Jr. We'll kick it off with the co-owner of the record in NASCAR Camping World Truck Series wins, and that's Kyle Busch, who won his 51st race today, tying NASCAR Hall of Famer Ron Hornaday Jr. I know you've been asked this question a number of times in the last 45 minutes or so, but how does that feel to be on top of the record books in yet another series?
It feels good. Obviously, it's been a true testament just to the people that I've worked with and the races that I've been able to score, the race teams that I've been able to score wins with over the course of my career in the truck series. And, you know, racing with Morgan Dollar, I don't think I ever won with them, but, you know, racing with Billy Blue, got a lot of wins with Billy, and, of course, my own team at Kyle Busch Motorsports. So just thankful for all the people that have been there and worked with me. I think we've been I've won with like six or seven crew chiefs maybe on the truck side at Kyle Busch Motorsports. So it certainly comes from, you know, a lot of great people and being able to get the job done. So it's been fun, but hopefully we just are able to continue that and making sure that, you know, the winning ways continue at Kyle Busch Motorsports, whether it's with myself and other drivers, and, you know, we can keep that going.
Of course, Kyle also owns the record in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Mike, you mentioned that, Kyle mentioned that he's won with a number of crew chiefs. What does it feel like to be the man that's off the box for the record-tying win?
Just blessed to be a part of KBM. You know, everybody at KBM works really hard to build really fast trucks. Rowdy Manufacturing builds really good chassis, and just proud to be part of it.
Great. Thank you, Mike. We'll open up with questions with Reed. Go to Zach. If you have a question, please raise your hand.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. Kyle, would you consider this your most significant truck series win, and how important was it to you to win 51 in the 51?
Yeah, it's kind of funny the way numbers work out, isn't it? That was pretty cool, obviously, being able to score that win. I know I ran a couple races in the beginning of the year in the four and wasn't able to quite get to victory lane in that one, but both wins this year came with the 51 team, so really cool to race with these guys and to be able to do that. You know, it means a lot to Cessna and Beechcraft as well as myself. So, you know, with the success that we've had, though, we can't rest on our laurels. You know, we just got to continue to go to work. The guys that are going to be the remainder of the season driving this truck, you know, we got to get them focused on what it takes to be good and run for top fives, top threes, score wins, whatever it takes to keep ourselves moving forward for the Owners' Championship with the 51.
Zach Sterniel, for you. Coming into this race, obviously it got pretty hectic trying to find a replacement for Noah. What was that process like? And then I have a follow-up after that.
I mean, really, you just start going down the list, right? First and foremost, it's who's here. And then you look at, okay, who's still my teammate at Joe Gibbs Racing, and if Eric Jones could fit. You know, obviously him and Rudy have a great relationship and a connection of a couple of years ago winning a championship together. So that was the first decision, first choice. And thankfully Jones said, yeah, that he would be happy to do it. So we got them over there, got the seat fit and everything like that. I know Rudy was worried that the seat wasn't quite matched up to the way Jones would need it. So we were kind of worrisome there, but they thought that William would actually be a better fit, but I think that would be harder to get approved to get William in the truck. But I'm sure if I would have made a call to Mr. H, he probably would have been all right with it.
And then the last time that Eric was able to make a move to the inside there going into turn two, how concerned were you that was going to be the move that ended up winning him the race and costing you the race? And was there ever a concern that he was going to slide up the track into you?
I was definitely concerned. You know, when I was catching those lap trucks, I was already tight, and I just kept getting tighter. And they went to the bottom to pin themselves low and gave me the high side, so I went around the top. And it's just a longer way around down there, and it seemed like Eric just closed tremendously through turn one to get to my back bumper and actually had some momentum on me coming off of turn one. So down Long Pond, I knew he'd have a run, and I didn't want to pin him low to give him the high side around me down the back. So I kind of like shadowed that way, whatever. I don't know how the hell you say it, but I gave him enough room where he had to think about it to get between the lap truck and myself. And then I was able to side draft him into turn two to kind of just stay in touch with him into turn two. And I saw that lap truck ahead of us, another one that was going through two on the low side. So I knew I needed to use him as a pick. And I know Jones was thinking that too. And he was trying to force me up the track a little bit, but thankfully there was just enough room on exit for both of us to fit through there, and he gave me the room. and I was able to get clear of him in three. And I figured from there, if I can just get him tight for like two sets of corners, that then I'd probably be able to maintain with him the rest of the race, and that bode to be true. So it's hard to pass out there. These trucks, they punch such a big hole in the air, and they're so boxy that there's really no air on the front ends of these things when you get in traffic. So it's really, really hard to turn when you're behind somebody.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Kyle, I don't know if you saw Noah on pit road, but he did tweet that he wished he thought he could start the race, but he understood NASCAR's decision. I'm curious, were you good with NASCAR's decision? And in general, do you have confidence that the medical staffs at the tracks will make a decision, maybe not too conservative, on whether you can race or not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the specifics. I don't know what Noah was fighting. I don't know what the medical team saw in him that didn't think that he'd be able to drive or up for driving or whatever. I know if I'm a race car driver, I'm up for anything. I'm sure that the racers back in the 70s raced with no eyes, you know. We've seen that. They had to tape their eyes open, you know, and they were allowed to race. So times have obviously changed. And I think that there's more opportunity for people to hold you out of a race, which is scary. But I don't know all the specifics to what all the conditions were that Noah was fighting. So I just got to rely on the medical staff and hope that I'm never sick.
John.
John Smallwood, Philadelphia Inquirer. Kyle, last time you were here, you won the Xfinity race, and everybody made a big deal about you completing the circuit, the Xfinity circuit track, even though you'd won here another. But now getting another significant win at Pocono, does that hold anything for you?
I mean, any win, yeah, it's obviously pretty cool, pretty special. I think that I've had a lot of cool truck wins over the years. You know, Bristol's, they've meant a lot because they're the start of the trifectas, if you will. You know, if you don't win the first one, there's no reason for a second or a third. And also, you know, getting a Martinsville truck win, you know, some others. But, you know, here today, being able to score 51 in the number 51 was pretty cool as well. So, you know, I don't think you can put really one victory or one track above another for all the accomplishments that you've had over the years. It's just relative to what's going on in the now that that Pocono got, you know, win number 51 for me.
Okay, we'll go Kyle, Christian, and then Jerry.
Kyle Magner from the Times Leader. Kyle, can you just talk about the move in turn two? Because I know 3 years ago that Eric was actually chasing you down late in the race. Did you do anything different this time?
He was way faster this time than he was last time. So I knew it was just a matter of time before he got there. We were just too tight. We kept working on it all through practice, Hillman and myself. We kept coming up with good ideas to try to free it up and make it better. And just nothing was really the button. Nothing was really the secret to make it good. And what's crazy about that is my cup car is sideways loose. So you know, not being able to find the balance the way we wanted it, really, all weekend long. And that just the 18 was just so much better. But you know, we certainly got to go back to the shop and kind of diagnose and figure out what all we got going on between the two, because they're pretty close on paper. And, you know, so it's just trying to make sure that, again, like I said before, just when he got by those lap trucks, I know he was burning up when he got by the 25, I think it was, for second, I knew he was using up his tires there, so everything was getting hot. Then he was going to have a chance to cool it all down on his way to me. With clean air, and then once he got to me, I figured if I can pinch him or hold him off or get him in my dirty air for a couple corners, then we'd be back to even again. And that's kind of what I just thought about and was able to do.
Christian
Coley, frontstretch.com. This question is for both of you. There at the end, if the caution had came out, do you think you would have came down pit road to get tires, or do you think you would have tried to stay out?
So you'd have to stay out because of the tire allotment from NASCAR. We had used all our stickers. The only thing we had sitting was eight-lap scuffs, and track position is so important, and it's so hard to pass. It just wouldn't make any sense for us.
I concur.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Noah, now share something with you sitting out of a race, watching his race car or race truck go around the track. Have you talked to him, and what advice will you give him, knowing that you've done that before? It kind of sucks, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet. And again, you know, he was sick. Mine were probably for other reasons, behavioral mostly. But overall, just it's got to be just disheartening. I mean, you know, and to Bob's point, you know, I don't know what the parameters could or would have been if it would have just been like, hey, let Noah take the green flag, and then get Jones in it after that. You know what I mean? So at least Noah could have got points. At least Noah could have started the race and blah, blah, blah. You know, that just sets us so much farther behind in the race for points for, you know, we were closing the gap on Johnny Sauter to be able to get to the points lead for the extra bonus points for the playoffs. So, and I think Jones won. No, he didn't win a stage because he pitted with us. So, you know, it would have just, it would have meant that much more to Noah to have those points.
And we'll wrap it up with Zach.
Kyle, did you realize that you set the track on fire during your burnout?
No, somebody was telling me that. I saw him working on it, and I knew I sat in the same spot for too long. I probably went through a couple layers of asphalt. My bad. I didn't hear about it being on fire until after the victory lane with the hats and stuff like that. So, is that cool? I don't know. I appreciate that. Yeah. That's why I did it offline, right? Well, not on the logo and not on the groove, you know. You don't want to be running over potholes down the straightaway. We've seen that happen before at other places, so hopefully they don't fill it with the same stuff. All right.
Any final questions for either Kyle or Mike?
I tried to get out of the truck while I was still doing the burnout like I've done a couple times, you know. And I was too slow getting out. And then as I was on my way out, like getting my head out, then my foot slipped off the gas, and I was like, oh, well, that was a waste of time.